Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. I'm Steve, in with you on this Saturday morning, rainy Saturday, cloudy. Although I do see some light over toward the west, so maybe that's a good sign. We'll bring in Coach Brandon Kurt. Coach, let's go back to Wednesday night. I get confused. We've been out much and played so many different time slots and days and things canceled. Kind of hard to keep up with. But Wednesday, I was out, didn't get to see Northside, but I did understand that Northside wasn't quite the Northside team of old. And that would be a pretty good spot for us, especially after the McNary game, and kind of get back to 500 in the district.
Yeah, like you said, it's a good spot for us, and I thought we played well other than maybe the first 3 minutes of the game. Came out flat and couldn't get matched up defensively, but after we subbed in and out and got a little fire in us, played well the whole game on both ends of the floor. Goal was to hold them under 30 is what I told the girls at halftime, when I think they had 18 at half. I was like, we're going to hold them under 30 or we're going to run for everything over 30. And we held them to 29. So that was good. Didn't really shoot it well, honestly. We haven't shot well the last – even against McNary, other than Hannah in the second half. We're due to have a good shooting game. We didn't shoot well against McNary, didn't shoot well against Northside, and obviously last night didn't shoot well, but – which may bode well for us rolling into next week. So we're due to shoot well. But as far as Wednesday goes, I thought we didn't play to the level of competition. No knock on Northside at all. That's we can talk about them the same way Southside can talk about us. So but we didn't play down. We played to our level the vast majority of the game, and took care of business, and was always nice to get back in the win column.
Well, you know, basketball season's a long season. You were talking about some shooting woes here the last few games. And I would say sometimes that during a season, you're going to have that. You're going to have some of your shooters, they're going to go through a game or two where they don't shoot it exactly well. What you don't want is everybody to kind of have that type of two or three game stretch.
Right, and that's kind of where we've been blessed with multiple shooters. You have games where Neely will have, 20 points, and then you'll have games where Neely has 6 or 8, and Hannah has 18 or 20 points. So, I mean, we're – knock on wood, we've been very fortunate there to not have people all get cold at the same time, and hopefully that can continue as we keep rolling through district and district tournament.
Well, it was good to get a win anyway and get back to 500 with Southside coming to town. You sure didn't want to be 0-2 with them coming to town and then having the week that you're going to have next week. But let's talk about the Southside game. I don't know really what to say about that game, because we had talked that halftime, they're really good. I mean, really good. And they're not only good, they're very deep. They go I'd say they go a good 12 deep, probably.
They do. They're like you say, they're a dang good basketball team. They're gonna be in Murfreesboro, I think without a doubt. And like we were talking about last night at halftime of the boys game, it's not a good there's some really good teams that you can match up well. It's all about matchups and what people do well. And honestly, what Southside thrives on is probably our biggest weakness at the moment, just due to having a young, inexperienced backcourt. Southside lives on pressure, and that's not what we had. You can't simulate it. And you learn how to do it. Me and Coach Geyer were talking last night as I was driving home, and I was like, give me some advice there. And he's like, they just got to get out there and do it. I was like, you learn by doing it. And it's tough. It's tough for, it's a tough learning, tough growing pains for them to go through. You feel for them because you want to get out there and handle it for them. And, unfortunately that's not the life that we get to live. But like we were talking about also going through that kind of stuff, that's how you learn to do it. It sets you up for a better future. You don't get better by going and playing teams you can beat by 40 just because it makes you feel good.
Well, that was going to be my next question, talking about Southside and a team like them versus Northside and their type team. You know, what do you learn from a Northside game that is beneficial versus playing Southside with younger players and understanding that, hey, this is going to be a tough night. We're young. Yeah, we got youthful. We need experienced guards with the way they play. But, you know, the two different games and aspects, which one's better for your team?
No, I think it depends on how you've been run. Like, if you take everything in a vacuum, you would assume Southside would be the better learning experience for a team. Pretend we played Northside to open up our season after coming off of last year's season. Well, then I'd say you get more out of Northside because you just from a confidence standpoint and, hey, we can do this type stuff and, hey, we know how to win. But now that we already know we know how to win, it's definitely Southside. And it's not only from just a ball handling standpoint and learning how to handle that pressure by doing it, but it's a seeing who, from a coaching standpoint, seeing who's going to compete and who's not going to lay down and who's going to play the same as they did against Northside, as far as, like, you know, will you play the same when you're down 25 as when you're up 25? And that's one thing, for the most part, most of our girls do. Like, that's as much as I want to harp on our ball handling struggles against Southside, we do play dang hard. And I hate saying that. I hate bragging on us for playing hard, because I feel like that's just something that we expect out of them to do. Again, you don't applaud a fish for swimming. So that's kind of where we play hard regardless. And, but to answer your question, I think you take more out of the Southside game all around. It makes you better in the future. And it shows you who's got some grit and competitive edge about them. Cause it's easy to shoot when you're up 30. It's hard to do things when you're down 25.
All right, we're talking with Coach Brandon Kurt. We'll take a timeout. We'll talk more about Hardin County basketball and what's ahead for them coming up a big week next week, homecoming week at Hardin County High School. We'll be back with more sports talk right after this timeout. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM, talking with Coach Brandon Kurt. And Coach, I guess the thing now is try to win some basketball games and get on the opposite side of Southside when it's tournament time.
that's right. And in order to get on the opposite side of Southside, I think that requires being the 3 seed into tournament time. I think I would be shocked if it didn't. But again, it could come down to, that's the thing, you don't know. Say and I'm just throwing assumptions out here, assume Southside beats Chester at Southside, and then say neither one of them lose to anyone else hypothetically. Well, they coin flip, so you don't even know where you're better off being at, because you won't know until it's heads or tails if it works out that way. But yeah, we got a big week coming up, we're talking seeding implications. That kind of starts tonight. McNary plays Lexington tonight, and I think our girls are going to be Lexington fans for sure tonight as far as how seeding goes.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was just sitting here thinking I wanted to go back to that Southside game. Just one more thought. You know,
yeah,
there were some people that were wondering why when they were up 30, Southside, that is, they're still pressing in that game. But they're pressing not only with their first team, they put their second team and third team. And I was trying to, you know, say on the radio, and me and Bill were talking about it, that's just the way they play. And my guess is their coach, he's starting to get into tournament mode now. He's, you know, here we are at the end of January, getting into February, and he's getting into tournament mode. And what their goal is to get to the state championship and repeat. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I don't think it's any disrespect.
No, I don't
either. To any teams, because I've seen them play that way all the time. I remember going over there, Coach Burnham's last season. We went over there. They were playing McNary, and they were up 35, 40 points, and it was late in the game, and they were still hammering them with the press. And he was still coaching them just as hard too.
Yeah, and that's a credit to him. You don't stop coaching, and I can see where, you know, your casual fans just like, why are we doing this? And, you know, that is the general consensus, is like, you know, back off. But that's, like you said, they've got goals, and that prepares them to reach the goals. And that's never bothered me, you know, from my standpoint. It's like, be better, handle, don't put yourself in a situation where you're wondering why people are pressing you when you're down 30. But, you know, I don't think that's any disrespect from him. He's a good guy. He's helped me out all throughout the season as far as several things have gone. And we just understand that's just how it is. And, you know, I don't think he'd try to run – if he wanted to run it up on us more, he could have. So, you said they've got to stay in conditioning for district tournament and make a state tournament run, and that's just part of it. So there's no hard feelings on my end from that.
Well, I opened up a can of worms, Brandon. I'm getting text messages and some of my friends are disagreeing with that. They just don't like the way he did that last night.
but anyway, I've gotten a lot of that too. That seems to be the consensus. Most people don't. I understand it.
But you ain't got to like it.
Yeah, exactly. You got to like it. But you understand it.
Well, it's homecoming week coming up. It's going to be a big week. It's distractions all week long, and it's a big week for the students as well as the athletes. And you got a big week. Tuesday, McNary comes to town. Good basketball team. Team that I think that we, you know, had a good opportunity over there to get an opening district win, and then Lexington comes to town on Thursday, and then Chester County comes in on Saturday. So we can get those first two, get Chester County over here, and hopefully get a win over them. That'd be a big week for you.
It could, yeah. This week, it really, and you hate to discount Thursday and Saturday, but it comes down to Tuesday first. McNary's the big one as far as seeding goes. We need that one in a big way to potentially help us avoid a play-in game. And like you said, we thought we had them on the ropes over there, and we had, you know, some unfortunate things not go our way late in that game. Not to mention we didn't shoot well in the first half, or that would have never been an issue. But we're looking forward to getting them at home. And hopefully take care of business, and then you roll, you know, you get a day off to prepare for Lexington, and you get Lexington. Their little point guard is really, really solid, and, you know, they do what they do, and they get up in you and guard. They're going to play. If I text her right now and ask her exactly how she's going to play us, she's going to tell me exactly how they're going to do it. She does that. They just say that they do what they do, and they play you half court man. And they get up in you for the most part. And, you know, and then Chester, too. I watched McNary play Chester the other night. And that's at home. That is I think that's a winnable game. If we're making shots and doing the little things right, I think that's a chance to to steal one that most people wouldn't expect you to steal. So, I mean, like I've said, all district tournament, like we could show up and we'd go 0-3 next week. We'd show up and go 3-0 next week. It's just, it's going to be a lot of close ball games, especially Tuesday and Thursday. And then, you know, doesn't do us any favors with homecoming. You know, a lot, like you said, a lot of distractions. So got to stay focused and, you know, remember what we're here to do.
Exactly. Yeah. On Tuesday night, McNary will be in town. That's 6 p.m. tip. And then Thursday night, Lexington, 6 p.m. tip, Chester County. Senior night, Saturday, that's a 6 p.m. tip as well. So a big week ahead for the Lady Tigers and the Tigers coming up, homecoming week. And Brandon, I appreciate you spending a little bit of your Saturday with us. And we'll talk to you on Tuesday night, halftime of the boys game, I guess. And hopefully we're talking about a win.
I hope you're right. And I will see you Tuesday night either way.
All right. That's Brandon Kirk, coach of the Lady Tigers. Ryan Geyer is in the studio. We'll get Ryan in here. We'll talk some Tiger basketball when we return. You're listening to Sports Talk on 93.5 FM. Back after this. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. I'm Steve, and Steve Cornell, and with you. I don't know why I'm telling you my whole name. Just habit, I guess. Ryan's in the studio. So when Ryan's in the studio, the headphones go on, the music means a lot to Ryan and myself, because we like to sit here and kind of soak it in for 15, 20 seconds or so. He's looking at my phone, seeing what's coming up. And I like to throw some stuff on him every now and then. So it's good to have somebody likes music in here.
It's the best part of coming in. You never know what's going to come on.
Yeah, I don't either. I just kind of go through my playlist.
So it's always a surprise. And sometimes it'll
Really surprise you.
Really surprise you. Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, I appreciate you coming in on this Saturday morning. And just like we were talking with Coach Kirk, you had a big week as well. North side in town. Yours was a little bit different on the boys' side. They weren't weak on the boys' side, that's for sure. But north side in town on Tuesday night, south side last night. And let's go back to Wednesday. Like I said earlier, I wasn't able to be there, but I did listen to the game on the app. We were in Nashville and listened to the game. But we talked last night during the halftime of the girls' game, and we were talking about, when I was listening to Bill, how Northside played the game. Northside's got a really good team. They were really good last year as well. They came down here in the region sort of unexpected turn of events, because we were thinking traditionally Northside likes to run, get out, fast break, press, all that. They kind of played a half-court defense and offense, really, a half-court offense last year, and kind of slowed the game down. And as I was listening to the game and I was listening to Bill's comments, I remember him saying, I thought this game would be a lot faster than it is, but that really works in our way. So my question to you, in the Northside game, do they traditionally play that way offensively, or is it just something about, did you do something as a coach to, okay, let me see if I can get them to play at my tempo?
I think it's a little bit of both. Like you talked about last year, I think they had a big emphasis on getting the ball inside to Malik Curry, who 6'7", 6'8" guy. So I think that was a lot of last year. But if watching on film this year, they pressured at times. They backed off at times, depending on game situations. I thought they would come out and pressure us more than they did. But then I think we did a really good job of kind of dictating the tempo of the game, and that was something we really talked about when you go back to the Southside game at Southside. And I think the one thing that we allowed it to do was become a track meet, and where it became not only up and down, but we shot the ball so quick when we got it down there, because it was like, this may be the best shot we get. And some of those guys had never been in that situation. So preaching that and stressing that and going into Wednesday night, obviously a very athletic and quick team, not as big as Southside is, but we were able to work sets and get looks that we wanted. Defensively, they're not as big inside as Southside is, so we did a really good job on their guards of understanding personnel, knowing where shooters are, understanding gap presence on defense. We primarily played them man-to-man and did a really good job of keeping them off the glass and limited second-chance points. We actually out-rebounded Northside by 12 total in that game, offensive and defensively combined. So when you win the rebound margin by double digits against a good team, that's usually a good sign. And we made some timely shots, shot the ball well from the free throw line, and handled the basketball well. Outside, there was like a minute stretch late where we had two or three quick possessions, got a timeout, settled it down, and were able to manage it. But, you know, Northside's a really good team. They've beat Chester County this year. They've played several good teams. They started the year off 12-1, I think, 12-2. They were ranked top five in West Tennessee in the polls. And so we were able to do that against a quality team and give us some confidence. But we did a really good job of executing what we wanted to do, and that's the main thing, and that's what I was proud of our guys for doing on Wednesday.
Well, you know, you think about that team and what they've done this year. We go to McNary to open up the district season, and, you know, the funny thing about sports, basketball is that way, football is a lot that way. It's a game of matchups. And what, you know, we mean by that, it's just there are just some teams, and it just seems to happen year in and year out, that we don't match up well against. McNary is one of those teams. I don't know why. I mean, it goes back even to when you played. They just were never a good matchup for us for whatever reason. And they did some things well over there. We didn't shoot the ball particularly well. And then when they got hot at the right time, it basically was the ball game. But I'm looking forward to seeing them over here. But, you know, you look at Northside, look at who they play, look at their schedule, look at that team, and you go, well, how did you not beat McNair? You know, if you can beat Northside, how did that happen? But it's just a matchup thing, or am I just dreaming all that?
No, that's exactly right. It's something we've talked about. Coach Ritter and I talk about it a lot, is you can't look at a score. You can't scoreboard watch in today's high school basketball. With kids now and the way teams prioritize shooting threes and jump shots, and I've seen a lot of stuff this year where you look at it and say, that really happened? Mm-hmm. And then it's stuff that you wouldn't expect. And when you've got a chance, and that's the thing, when you've got a chance, you got to play the game and you got to show up and play. And, you know, McNary's a solid basketball team. Like you said, they made some timely shots, and that was the difference in the game. And we were able to do the opposite against Northside the other night. So, you got to give yourself a chance to win. You got to make the plays late to do that and be able to win big games. And that's what we did Wednesday night. And I was proud of our guys for defensive rebounding and defensive effort and making free throws late. And that's what you got to do to win big games. I talked about that. When it gets down to it, those last 4 minutes, got to guard the ball, got to rebound the ball, got to make free throws. And we did those three things well the other night, and we're able to come out with a win against a state tournament caliber team and a team that's going to be in the mix to go there.
How much did you stress this past week the importance of it to your kids?
Well, I think they knew that. You know, when you get a week layoff, kind of makes you sit and ponder about some things, and you try to look at different things and start thinking about different ways to approach things. And we came in and we had two pretty good practices, actually, for missing as much time as we did due to the weather. But we just show up to compete, and if you can do that in high school, if you can compete, number one, the rest takes care of itself, and when you don't have to search for that. And I think as the season's gone on, we've done a better job of that, and I think a lot of that's come with just comfortability of playing with each other, and some of the younger guys finally getting comfortable. And I think there's a guy I'll definitely speak of in the game last night that did a good job of that. But you know, it's a learning process, and you just got to keep improving. And like we talked about, obviously these games are important, but we know, just you know, just well as I do, when that tournament starts, it is one game you can win, you can be out. And last year the 4 seed won it, in the other district the 1 seed didn't win. It's just, you never know, and so you got to give yourself a chance. And like you said, it's all about matchups.
All right, the Tigers get a big win over Northside on Wednesday night. They had to turn around last night, Southside in town. Let's take a quick break. You listen to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. Back with Coach Geyer right after this. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM on a beautiful Saturday. Guys, yeah, rained and snowed, and we can't say that we ain't had enough water. That's for sure. You know, the bad thing is you had all that snow. What, we had 10 inches at our house that we measured. And then I don't know how much rain we've had.
A bunch.
Plus the melt and the runoff. I mean, it's crazy. We're in a bad spot right here. It's training right through us. And it, they say it's going to snow again, what, like February the 10th or something, the Farmer's Almanac. I mean, they got it down to the day. And so hopefully we won't get that, maybe to stay up.
Tennessee weather.
North of it, yeah.
Can't beat it.
Can't beat it. You never know. You know when it gets April.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
But from here on, if you're new in town, this is it for a while, and it's going to get colder. We'll have another cold snap. Probably be around March.
And then it'll be 70 degrees.
Oh, God.
Baseball. 2 days later, you just never know.
Spring baseball is the worst in softball. I mean, it's the worst. It can be, like, nasty. You know. I remember one time when Steve Smith was doing the games for us. You remember Mr. Steve?
I do.
All right, Mr. Steve was doing the games for us. We were over at Lexington. He was doing the game over there in the press box. The door wouldn't shut. And I remember him talking about it sleeting. He said, the door won't shut, the windows won't shut, and it's sleeting sideways in here on top of me. So,
yeah, there's high school baseball and softball weather. You got to prepare for everything. Like, I remember playing, and we'd have shorts and then 3 sweatshirts and jackets, and you just never knew, and you had to prepare for all of it. But, you should play in the middle of March. It's raining, sleeting, and sunny the next day, and
it's a
hodgepodge.
Speaking of Southside that we were playing, we were over there playing a baseball game. It's been a couple of years ago. Playing Huntington, I'm over there doing the ball game. In a fine mist at about 37, 38 degrees. I'm outside. They don't have the press box. I'm having to sit outside, do this ball game in this mist with electronics on my head and all around me. I mean, it's the craziest
it's a
thing.
Fun night.
Yeah, fun night, yeah. But it pays great. Especially me. I'm saying goose egg. But anyway, Southside comes to town last night, and Ryan, I thought that looking at the first game with them, there was a couple of things that happened in that first game, and I thought, you know, in the pregame of that show, me and Bill talking about it last night, I said, we can play with them. I expect a much different outcome. I said, one guy really got us over there. He just had one of those phenomenal streaks of shooting threes right there in a row. We didn't help any in the second half, just couldn't seem to put any offense together. We got to the basket a lot, just couldn't really finish. And it was a tough night. It really, the score wasn't what I thought the game was. And then last night we started out, started out really good with being able to keep them in check for the first half. There was a couple of times during that game that they tried to stretch it out. You know, they went on a couple of basket runs and tried to stretch it out, but I thought defensively we reeled it back in, caused a few turnovers, and then we would get back in the game. That's the type of game that I saw last night. I think the biggest difference between us and them is depth. They press, like you said. They're relentless. They're a lot like the girls. And how hard is it physically, mentally, and from a stamina standpoint to play in a game like that from the opening tip?
It's extremely difficult. Not being too old, I talk about it a lot with them, very similar to the old Dyer County teams when I was playing. And it's so exhausting mentally because it's one time when you beat it, it's like, here they come again. And you think you've accomplished something, but it's just right back in your face every single possession. And they do a tremendous job of that nonstop. I mean, I don't think there was one possession. There may have been one possession the entire game. They did not pick us up full court. We managed it early, made some shots early, and that's what we really talked about was we have to have a really good start to the game and kind of – show them we're here to stay. When we played over there, they had the kid come off the bench and make five threes in the first quarter and kind of separated a little bit early where we really had to play from behind. And I knew if we could just keep it manageable there and give ourselves a chance to win it late, that was our goal. And we did that. We made some plays in the first half to – we didn't really allow them to go on a run. It really, they may have scored two in a row, but I don't know if they ever scored three possessions in a row without us at least getting a stop or getting a bucket on the other end. And defensively, we approached it a little differently than we did over there. We did a good job of knowing where shooters were in personnel. They didn't make one three last night. But they're very physical inside and have multiple guys that can score around the rim. And that's what they were trying to lean on. We did a good job early of trying to front the guys on the post, play on the backside help, and got some steals in that. But, in that first half, going down four into the locker room, that was a big thing for us is because we started the game so much better and gave ourselves that chance and kind of settled in. But it's just that wear and mentally and physically of just wearing you down, and that's what they obviously were trying to do.
I think, too, in that first half, at halftime, it wasn't a pretty game in the first half by either team. There were several turnovers and things. A lot of things happened. But I think it worked in our favor because we muddied it up enough for them that we kind of kept them at bay. Like you said, they didn't hit a three last night. They had a couple of kids that could play and shoot from outside. Physically inside, yes. I can't remember the kid's name. It was number 11, I think. Mm-hmm. He was tough inside. But that's the kind of way I think in order to beat a team like that, you kind of got to do. It's just going to be an ugly game, and we just got to get to the fourth.
Right, and that's what we preached at halftime coming out. Have to have a strong first 3 minutes of the third quarter. And we kept it close. I mean, I think it was a four-point game going into the fourth. going down into the fourth, they made a couple shots to extend the lead. We had a chance to cut it to one possession with 20 seconds left. And, you know, we battled, we competed. They just wore us down and did what they do to pretty much every team they play. I mean, they're one of the most hardest playing teams in the state. That's what they do. That's why they've been as successful as they've been when you've got the guys capable of doing it too. And, you know, credit to them. But we just competed, and that's what you got to do, number one, first and foremost. And, you know, you got a kid like Lamar and White. He's one of the kids I was talking about that's not really been in those kind of games. We go over there, and he comes back and has 13 points last night. You know, Tanner Davis rolls his ankle early in the game, comes back out, plays through that, ends up leading us in scoring last night as a senior. He wanted to be out there, and that's the stuff you look for as a coach. And, you know, they credit to them for what they do. I think they're our toughest matchup to play, and they're a tough matchup for most people just because of the physicality and quickness that they have. But did a much better job of handling it and in spurts last night, but just couldn't get over that final hump.
Well, Bill kept talking about Tanner. You know, of course, he got it. His average is right around 15 a night. He was well over that. Played well last night. Kept us in the game first half, really, and in the second half, too. He just had a really good night. Lamarion, as well, had a really good night. And I kept saying, Tanner's got he's got his average, but we need everybody else to get their average, too, if we're going to win this ball game. And it was just a struggle inside, number one. It was a tough matchup for us inside. But we just couldn't quite, like you said, get there. And that's – I remember you telling me that who had they had played somebody the week before us that they played close, maybe McNary or somebody like that, or they play close and then all of a sudden it's, you know, then 10, 15, you know, point gap there at –
Yeah,
a blink of an eye.
Yeah, and they did the same thing. McNary had played with them for a little bit, and then all of a sudden it was from 8 to like 16, 18 and stayed at that. And that's what I was proud of. We never let it get to that point. I mean, it stayed in that 4 to 8 range. And that's all you can ask for is to have a chance late and against a team like that. And just couldn't get over that hump, but they're going to be a tough out for anybody and a team that's gotten better throughout the course of the year for sure.
It's a good basketball game. Like I said, I knew that we would play them better at our place. I want to ask you a question, and it's probably how you feel, I guess, as a coach and watching this these five foul deals. When you get late in the game, how do you decide when you want to get them on the line? Because they're shooting two.
Right.
That's different than the 1-1 and then the possibility of them missing that front end of the 1-1. So, as coaches have navigated through this new system, I mean, I was watching that game at the end of that game last night. I think we had only had two fouls. We had to give three. And we were getting late, a minute and a half or so. And trying to figure out, you know, when are we going to foul and this. And I don't know the answer to that because watching, it's like I said, it's not like quick fouls put them on the line for a 1-1. Now, luckily, it worked out a couple of times for us. They turned it over.
Right.
So, as a coach, have y'all kind of figured that strategy out yet of when's the best time? Because, I mean, it seems like all coaches are doing that.
Yeah, it's been an adjustment because the – not only the guaranteed two free throws, but the fouls resetting at the quarter. You know, you'll look up and you only have one or two team fouls, so you've got fouls to give to get back in it. So I think what most try to do is you play aggressively and try to create turnovers, but you're trying to make a play on the ball and maybe commit a foul. You're not just going up and bear hugging somebody. And we did that last night. twice they turned the ball over that we were able to get. But yeah, it's been difficult, just different to navigate. I like it as a coach to guarantee two free throws as an offensive coach. Defensively, it kind of adjusts a little bit, especially, you know, usually you try to target guys to foul, and guaranteeing two mentally is the biggest thing for a player. And so it's been different from that adjustment. But, yeah, you've seen it throughout the year. It has changed strategy late for sure.
Well, the Tigers end up losing last night. I think six was the final tally to a really good team. But you can take a lot away from that game as a team. But we got to move forward because we got a big week ahead. We'll take a quick timeout. This Sports Talk on 93.5 FM. We'll tell you what's ahead for the Tigers when we return right after this. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. I'm Steve Cornell along with Coach Ryan Geyer. Coach, homecoming week, I remember always kind of getting a little smirk on my face when I got to ask Matthew Smith, the coach of the football team, about homecoming week and the distractions. You got enough distractions in basketball. You know, Coach had one game to worry about on Friday night. And get prepared for that and keep everybody mentally focused. But because of the weather, you and Coach Kurt, y'all got three games to prepare for. All district games. There's not somebody that's going to come in there an easy matchup on homecoming night, any of that stuff. But you've got McNary on Tuesday night, Lexington on Thursday, and Chester County on Saturday. And there is a difference in – on the girls' side and the boys' side and the difference in the teams and things like that. So on the men's side, McNary, we know what they have. We've seen that. Lexington coming into town will be the first time we see them. Coach Fitch coming back over here. He was an ex-Tiger, and I'm sure he likes to come over here and try to get a win. And then Chester County may be the best team in the district coming over here. They're coming off a state playoff run. Basically with the same team. So, got your work cut out for you this week.
We do. Homecoming on Thursday night and then senior night on Saturday and still have McNary on Tuesday. So, it's going to be a big week, a long week, a lot of things going on. Have to stay focused and fresh and just be ready to play. And playing two teams we have not played this year is big too. Obviously, we've played McNary already, got them first, and then – we're supposed to play Lexington and Chester the week of the ice and snow, and so we've had to push those games back and reschedule those. But going to be three big ones, three tough games. Like you said, McNary kind of took one from us late over there at their place, made some big shots late. Lexington's going to be solid for sure. And Chester, like you said, coming off a state tournament appearance and bringing back five of their top six, and then have a kid that transferred in that can really play as well. So they're going to be good and be a test. And they actually defeated Northside last night by three, so it kind of shows you where they are. But they're number one in the district right now, so they've got a target on their back. But we've got to take it game by game and can't overlook anybody, and got to show up and take care of business starting Tuesday.
Yeah, I'll turn my mic up. Yeah, it is a big week. You got to get at least two out of the three, and you'd like to have all three, and that would really set you up nicely seating-wise for the district. With, I think after that, we go to Northside. I'm trying to look at my schedule here. When will we go back to Northside?
We will go the last game of the regular season.
We got Lexington following
Chester,
Friday.
Lexington and Northside week. So
yeah. So after that last home stand Saturday, that's it for us at home. We'll be on the road for a couple, and then get into the tournament play. So we've got a big couple of week and a half anyway, and next week is going to be a big week, and we're going to be pulling for you. I know that. And if you want to come out and see some good basketball, boy, this is a week to come to Michaela Welch to see some really good basketball teams go at it in district. It brings on a little bit more emphasis and importance to each team.
It does. And
got playing. A little chippy last night.
Yep. Got three, I say rival schools, but bordering schools, and people that we've played year in and year out. Now they're district foes. And so it, like you said, puts a little more emphasis on it. But starting Tuesday with McNary, Thursday Lexington, and Saturday Chester County. So big week. Got to come back. And if we'll play like we've played the past two games with the effort and competitiveness, I'll take it, and we'll go out there and play and see what happens.
All right, let's take a quick timeout. That's Ryan Geyer of Hardin County men's basketball team. And Ryan shares some knowledge with me, and I want to talk about bowling for just a second and what they have accomplished again coming up. Also get his picks for NFL Sunday, big Sunday coming up. And, you know, and I'll tell you some more news about baseball coming up as well right here on 93.5 FM. You're listening to Sports Talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. I'm Steve Cornell, and this morning with Coach Ryan Geyer, and we're going to switch gears. Ryan becomes a co-host after he does his segment with basketball. I want to talk about bowling. The Lady Tigers and Tigers. The Tigers ended up finishing third. I think they got beat in the semifinals yesterday, and then, believe it or not, the Lady Tigers won their 11th straight. And what did you share with me in that 11 years?
Yeah, I was still in high school when the beginning of that started. I think my junior year was when the streak started. And I've gone to college, come back, stayed through, and it's still going. So, and then it's 15 overall is this. Very impressive. And
yeah, 11 straight.
And 15 overall. And I believe bowling didn't become an official TWSAA sport till early 2000s, mm-hmm. 2001, 2002. So you're talking about over 20 to 25 years, and we've won 15 of those and 11 in a row, and extremely impressive.
How many times were we in the championship game before we won our first one? I think that was two or three times. Yeah, there, that, you know.
You're right. I can't remember for sure. I'd have to look back. But, yeah, I know that we had been in the championship. I know we had won a couple, been in the championship, lost, and then started the streak. So, either way, it's just it's extremely impressive.
And congratulations to Macy Brumley. She won an individual state championship. I don't know how many we have of those. I know the Chanel girls, they at least have six or seven individuals.
Yeah. I believe Faith Welch won it.
Faith Welch had
as
yeah.
well. And mm-hmm. There was a girl that won it, Megan Alcott, that won it back in the 2007-8-9 range.
My memory don't go back that far.
We've had several girls win it. Both the Brumley sisters, the Chanel sisters, Faith Welch, Megan Alcott, and some have won it multiple times. So it's been impressive. And then, you know, we've got girls that are 7-8-9 that would be, you know, numbers 1-2-3-4 for 97% of teams in the state that don't even, I say, qualify to be in our scoring rankings, which is, it's crazy to see how competitive it is just in your own team and just to go through that every day competing with each other obviously makes you better, and you see the results of it.
Yeah, but how in the world somebody hadn't picked this up? Winning one state championship in any sport is extremely difficult. Mm-hmm. First of all, it's extremely difficult to get there. And then once you get there, to be able to win it and do it 11 times in a row, mm-hmm. and do it 11 out of 15 or 17 times, and then you win 15 overall. I mean, it's just incredible. The amount of consistency each and every year in the bowl, that's not an easy sport. I don't – go try it.
Yeah, it's
– it's not easy.
It's not, and you can have a bad bowling day, and just like any sport. And that's the thing, too, is like you're talking about, just to get there, but then to succeed when you get there is also another thing. And so 11 times in a row, and you got to have your girls as a group step up, too. It's not we're relying on this one girl, hey, go do it for mm-hmm. us. I mean, you got to have it 1-5, 1-6. And so that's impressive just to go up there and do it.
Didn't they a couple of years ago try to trick it up a little bit? Now they call it something right at the end of the match.
Yeah,
what was that called?
Baker matches, and they have changed that. I remember talking to Mr. David Chanel about that maybe a year or two ago, and he had. I'm not as a bowling aficionado, so I can't exactly tell you how it goes, but he had told me they changed it into the end of the round and how they do all this. And so, yeah, they've tried to adjust it, and
they're trying to adjust us out of it, is what they're doing.
And anyway, it hadn't worked out.
Well, congratulations to the Lady Tigers and the Tigers bowling team, and Lady Tigers win their 11th straight golden ball. And they've won so much. When you go in Tuesday night to watch the Tigers and Lady Tigers play, they've got their own section over there to the right as you walk in the front doors, correct?
They do. It's
yeah, it's crazy.
It's cool to look at.
Yeah, it's fun, and it's getting more now. You know, they were texting last night, hey, we won, we're coming into town. Okay, well, y'all do this every year, you know. But anyway, congratulations to the Lady Tigers and Macy Brumley for her individual state championship. Baseball, softball fixing to start. Harden County Baseball right here on 93.5 FM, March the 11th. They'll be in Boonville, Mississippi, and taking on Christian Brothers. That'll be the start. There'll be a doubleheader that day, and then that'll kick us off for our season. I don't have the Lady softball schedule and their start time, but it'll be right around that as well. And looking forward to that. New coach?
Yes, Coach Kristen Axline stepping in, and has been an assistant for several years, and I know she's excited about it. The girls are excited about it, and bringing some key players back, and they're looking forward to a really good season as well.
Boy, it's fun to go out there and watch that game. It's a fast game.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. It's a fast-paced game. There's some really good athletes that play that sport. They're serious about it. You know, all the chatter I could do without, but that in the dugouts. But that's part of that game. And so, you know, but it is so much fun to go out there and watch. And we're just glad to be a part of some of the games, and especially when they get into tournament time here at 93.5 FM. And like I said, homecoming week coming up this week. It'll be a big week for the students and the athletes. Three games. NFL playoffs. Who you got?
I'm going to go with the Chiefs over the Ravens. In Baltimore, I think Patrick Mahomes is, here in the noise, but got him a road victory last week for the first time ever in the playoffs, and I think they're going to punch their ticket. And I'm going to go with the 49ers. I want the Lions to win it. I really like their coach, Dan Campbell. I like Jared Goff, a guy that was kind of a throw-in to the Matt Stafford trade, and he's sitting here in the conference championship, and I saw a thing. He's won 5 quarterbacks since 2000 to take two different teams to the conference championship, and you see the other guys, it's Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Kurt Warner, Hall of Famers, and then Jared Goff, who people, you know, had written off. And so Deebo Samuel's injury with 49ers is going to be key, but I think that I think defensively they match up well against what the Lions want to do offensively, and I think they've got a couple more playmakers on their side of the ball, so we'll see. But it should be two really good football games.
Interesting watch. Yeah. The documentary on Barry Sanders.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I have not gotten to see it yet. I know you've told me about it and a couple others that have watched it, but I haven't seen it yet. So I'll have to watch that when the basketball season.
Yeah, comes. It's an interesting watch, and kind of looking at Detroit, it's been a long time since they've been in this position. So,
yeah, it's
I'm losing my voice, Ryan, right at the right time.
Yeah,
but anyway, I like to see Detroit in there. I have looked at a couple of Detroit hats. I'm not an NFL, like I don't have a favorite team, but I will jump on a bandwagon.
Yeah,
quick.
The Lions are a good one to do that with.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I like their coach. He's a fiery guy,
yeah.
And they seem to love to play for him.
They do, and he played for him, was on the team when they were 0-16 in 2008, and won three games his first year now in the conference championship. So it's been impressive to watch.
That starts on Sunday, NFL playoffs, and that'll get Super Bowl the Super Bowl competitors out of that, and so. Looking forward to next week, though. Big week right here on 93.5 FM. Big week for Hardin County High School in the basketball program, as McNary will be in on Tuesday night, 6 p.m. tip. Homecoming night on Thursday, Lexington in town, 6 p.m. tip there. And then Chester County senior night on Saturday, another 6 p.m. tip. If you can't make it out, of course, we'll be your eyes and ears right here on 93.5 FM. You can tune in on the radio at 93.5 or WKWXFM.com, the WKWX app, or streaming live on our YouTube channel, Slice 93. Appreciate everybody tuning in this morning. Appreciate Coach Kirk and Coach Geyer giving us a little bit of their time. For Clark over there in the studio, we'll see you next Saturday right here on Sports Talk. We'll talk more basketball and who knows what else. As we do each and every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Remember, Tennessee basketball coming up, Tennessee and Vanderbilt at 5 p.m., 5 p.m. tip, I think, airtime 4:30, right here on 93.5 FM. Enjoy your Saturday. If you like water, if you're a duck, this will be a great day for you. We'll see you next week, 9 a.m., right here for Sports Talk.